you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? They hold the secret to immortality. So, if you could lick them, there's a chance you'd be able to live forever. But if everyone did it, if everyone could actually lick the tips of their elbows, then there'd be chaos. Because you can't just go on living and living and living.
I'm in a relationship. So, yeah.
Do you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? They hold the secret to immortality. So, if you could lick them, there's a chance you'd be able to live forever. But if everyone did it, if everyone could actually lick the tips of their elbows, then there'd be chaos. Because you can't just go on living and living and living.
I've just come out of a really serious relationship, so, yeah.
I was just making conversation.
Sure.
Just trying to start a conversation.
No, sure, but still.
Do you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? They hold the secret to immortality. So, if you could lick them, there's a chance you'd be able to live forever. But if everyone did it, if everyone could actually lick the tips of their elbows, then there'd be chaos. Because you can't just go on living and living and living.
Oh, right.
Try it.
What's that?
Your elbows. Try licking them.
I'm all right.
I'm Marianne.
Roland.
Thank God the rain's held off.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
Yeah.
Soggy sausages. Would you like a drink?
I'm all right. My wife's actually just going to get me a beer.
Try it.
What's that?
Your elbows. Try licking them.
I see what you mean. I'm Roland.
Marianne.
Shame about the rain.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So, are you a friend of Jane's or...
No, Jane, yeah. We were at college together.
Right.
Yourself?
My wife used to work with Jane.
Your elbows. Try licking them.
I see what you mean. I'm Roland.
Marianne.
Shame about the rain.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So, are you a friend of Jane's or...
Who's Jane?
Jane's the... She's the lady having the barbecue.
Oh, right. God, no. I was just walking past and I saw a load of free booze and sausages. I'm joking.
Right.
Jane and I were at college together. How about you?
I play football with Tom.
Tom?
Jane's brother-in-law. The bluey-green t-shirt.
Yes.
Do you want a drink?
I'm fine, thanks.
So, what do you do for a living?
I work at Cambridge University.
Right, great.
Yourself?
I'm a beekeeper.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really a beekeeper?
I'm really a beekeeper.
I love honey.
Oh, yeah?
Spoon, jar of honey, heaven.
What sort of honey do you normally go for?
I'm too embarrassed.
How do you mean?
Too embarrassed to tell you.
Why is that?
I like disco. The dirty stuff. Shh, the prison stripe stuff.
That's all right.
Really?
Of course.
I'm not putting honest, hard-working beekeepers out of business.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Do you think I'm a honey philistine?
Some of the supermarket stuff's all right.
Really?
Yeah, some of it's fine, yeah.
So, and I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but I mean, are you...
Go on.
Do you make a living?
I do, yeah.
From beekeeping?
From beekeeping.
How does it...
Well, I used to work for a friend of mine in Wiltshire.
Very nice. Mm.
After a while, though, decided I wanted to go into business on my own. But my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend...
I'm sorry for your loss.
What's that?
No, I was making a...
Right.
Sorry for your loss, as in...
Right.
It was just a...
No.
Anyway...
Yeah, no, so my ex wanted to move to London, so we got this one bed place in Mile End.
No wonder you broke up with her. I'd have broken up with her if she made me leave Wiltshire for bloody Mile End.
I'm still living there, actually.
Lovely curries.
There wasn't any room for bees.
I see.
We didn't have a garden.
Bummer.
One day, I was up on the roof, and I realised it was perfect. So I tidied it up a bit, and I got my first hive.
Amazing.
Went from one to two, from two to four. We went away, me and Laura. We went away to Spain, and when we got back, we found the flat had been raided.
Raided?
I used to keep the honey in trash bags. You know, those black plastic garbage bags?
Yes. Well,
didn't have a lot of money at the time. Trash bags were just a cheap alternative. When we were away, though, one of the neighbours called the police. thought I was brewing up smack or something. They properly went for it, the police. They kicked the front door in, turned the flat upside down, and confiscated all these trash bags filled with the most amazing honey and honeycomb.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
You used to keep honey in trash bags?
Yeah.